2023年精编初中英语教学与评估听力部分16。
Part 1 Listening
第一部分听力。
1 Listening Comprehension
听力理解。
A. Listen and choose the right picture.
根据你听到的内容选出相应的图片。
1. Mary and her children are keen on reading books together after dinner.
Mary and her children are keen on reading books together after dinner.
2. The students are looking forward to their trip to the amusement park.
The students are looking forward to their trip to the amusement park.
3. Sally took up playing the guitar at a very young age.
Sally took up playing the guitar at a very young age.
4. The terrible flood has caused many people to lose their homes.
The terrible flood has caused many people to lose their homes.
5. More and more trees are planted to protect the earth from danger every year.
More and more trees are planted to protect the earth from danger every year.
B. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
根据你听到的对话和问题，选出最恰当的答案。6. Sir, I have no idea why you stopped me.
Can I have a look at your driving card, madam? You just ran the red light at the crossing.
Question, what's the man's job? 请再听一遍。Sir, I have no idea why you stopped me.
Can I have a look at your driving card, madam? You just ran the red light at the crossing.
Question, what's the man's job?
Seven. What's the matter, little girl? Can I help you?
My mother brought me here, but I don't know where she is now.
Question. What does the girl want to do?
请再听一遍。
What's the matter, little girl? Can I help you?
My mother brought me here, but I don't know where she is now.
Question.What does the girl want to do? Eight. Excuse me, but can I change this small room to a bigger one?
Sorry, sir. We have no big rooms available, but if you like, I can call Oriental Hotel to see if they have any.
Okay, thanks.
Question. What does the woman offer to do for the man?请再听一遍。
Excuse me, but can I change this small room to a bigger one?
Sorry, sir, we have no big rooms available, but if you like, I can call Oriental Hotel to see if they have any.
Okay, thanks.
Question, what does the woman offer to do for the man?9.Bob, what drinks you've got for the party tonight?
Everything. Candies, beer, soft drinks like cola and juice. Have you ordered the cake?
Of course.
Question. What are the two speakers talking about?
请再听一遍。Bob, what drinks you've got for the party tonight?
Everything. Candies, beer, soft drinks like cola and juice.Have you ordered the cake?
Of course.
Question. What are the two speakers talking about? 10. What do you think of the maths exam last week?
It was not as easy as I expected. At the end of the first hour, I was still on the first page. I didn't even have time to finish the last problem.
Oh, what a pity.
Question. What can we know from the dialogue?
请再听一遍。
What do you think of the maths exam last week?
It was not as easy as I expected. At the end of the first hour, I was still on the first page. I didn't even have time to finish the last problem.
Oh, what a pity.
Question. What can we know from the dialogue?
C. Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合你听到的短文内容。符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。
Sue and Alan had been dating for many years. Sue knew that Alan wanted to marry her, and she wanted to marry Alan. She waited patiently for him to ask her to marry him, but he never said anything about it. This made Sue unhappy. She was nearly 30. She believed that if Alan did not marry her soon, she might never marry. She wanted to have a husband and a family of her own. One evening, as they were walking home after a movie, she said, Alan, do you think it is time you asked me something? Alan thought for a moment. He knew what she was thinking about. At last he said, I'm sorry, Sue, but I don't think I have anything to ask you at this time. Then I will have to ask you, Alan. She stopped walking and looked at him. Alan, she said, we've known each other for 10 years. I love you, and you love me. Will you marry me? Alan took hold of Sue's hand. Sue, he said, I want to marry you, but we cannot get married yet. We have nowhere to live. I do not have much money, and neither do you. We cannot buy a place of our own. That isn't important, Sue said. We can live with your parents. Alan shook his head. I'm sorry, but that isn't possible. Why not? Sue asked. Because my parents are still living with their parents, he explained.
请再听一遍。
Sue and Alan had been dating for many years. Sue knew that Alan wanted to marry her, and she wanted to marry Alan. She waited patiently for him to ask her to marry him, but he never said anything about it. This made Sue unhappy. She was nearly 30. She believed that if Alan did not marry her soon, she might never marry. She wanted to have a husband and a family of her own. One evening, as they were walking home after a movie, she said, Alan, do you think it is time you asked me something? Alan thought for a moment. He knew what she was thinking about. At last he said, I'm sorry, Sue, but I don't think I have anything to ask you at this time. Then I will have to ask you, Alan. She stopped walking and looked at him. Alan, she said, we've known each other for 10 years. I love you, and you love me. Will you marry me? Alan took hold of Sue's hand. Sue, he said, I want to marry you, but we cannot get married yet. We have nowhere to live. I do not have much money, and neither do you. We cannot buy a place of our own. That isn't important, Sue said. We can live with your parents. Alan shook his head. I'm sorry, but that isn't possible. Why not? Sue asked. Because my parents are still living with their parents, he explained. D. Listen to the passage and complete the following sentences.
听短文，完成下列句子，没空格现填一词。
On June the 4th, 2018, Bob Bradley, a 9-year-old American boy, achieved a great success. The little boy managed to complete a 26-minute hot air balloon flight alone. As a result, he became the world's youngest hot air balloon pilot. Bob took off at 7 a.m. from an empty field in his hometown. His family and friends gathered around to cheer him and to see the exciting event with their own eyes. Bob had flown in hot air balloons since he was 4 and had 30 hours of flying time in all. To make sure that the journey was safe, 2 other balloons took off at the same time and flew together with him. However, there was not much to worry about. The young boy controlled his balloon skillfully and then landing safely on a dirty road according to his plan. Actually, Bob's success is not surprising. His grandfather was a hot air balloon teacher, and so are his mom and dad. Both of his parents have flown balloons since they were teenagers and have even won various awards. It seems that hot air ballooning runs in Bob's family.
请再听一遍。
On June the 4th, 2018, Bob Bradley, a 9-year-old American boy, achieved a great success. The little boy managed to complete a 26-minute hot air balloon flight alone. As a result, he became the world's youngest hot air balloon pilot. Bob took off at 7 a.m. from an empty field in his hometown. His family and friends gathered around to cheer him and to see the exciting event with their own eyes. Bob had flown in hot air balloons since he was 4 and had 30 hours of flying time in all. To make sure that the journey was safe, 2 other balloons took off at the same time and flew together with him. However, there was not much to worry about. The young boy controlled his balloon skillfully and then landing safely on a dirty road according to his plan. Actually, Bob's success is not surprising. His grandfather was a hot air balloon teacher, and so are his mom and dad. Both of his parents have flown balloons since they were teenagers and have even won various awards. It seems that hot air ballooning runs in Bob's family.